This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Spanish prosecutors have charged the Colombian singer and philanthropist Shakira with tax evasion, alleging she avoided 14.5 million euros or 13 million pounds in taxes by claiming to live in the Bahamas while actually resident in Catalonia. Federal judge in Texas has struck down the entire Affordable Act, Care Act in the U.S. on the grounds that its mandate requiring people to buy health insurance is unconstitutional and the rest of the law cannot stand without it. The ruling was over a lawsuit filed this year by a group of Republican governors and state attorneys general. A group of intervening states led by Democrats promised to appeal the decision, which will most likely not have any immediate effect, but it will almost certainly make its way to the Supreme Court. The law was upheld by the Supreme Court 6 years ago. Bills for tenant protection have been filed in New York State that would require New York City to greatly increase enforcement actions against bad landlords. One, for instance, would require the Department of Buildings to deny permits for new construction to buildings with unresolved violations for hazardous conditions like unsafe construction or failure to provide basic services such as heat. National Park Foundation, the charity arm of the Park Service, bought the Atlanta childhood home of Martin Luther King Jr. from the King Center for $1.9 million. Money for the purchase came from private gifts by anonymous donors, and the home was turned over to the National Park Service. Members of the Federal Reserve, among others, have warned that the rise of geographic inequality and a deepening urban-rural divide threaten growth in the U.S. This has led some to declare that rural America is the new inner city, plagued by poverty, drugs, and the deaths of despair. Similar patterns of migration of wealth to cities appear to be playing out all over the world. PG&E, the giant California gas and electric utility, falsified natural gas pipeline safety records over 5 years, California regulators have found. A Facebook bug affecting 6 million users let app developers see photo users pub photos that had been uploaded but never posted, the social network has now disclosed. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.